Hello, Bartling Feed.
Hey, is Julian by chance?
This is Julie.
Hey, Julie, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
Good, good. I just wanted to call and follow up here real quick. We actually had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some borrowing history you had with, looks like, GU Capital. But we actually got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base there with you in the business, kind of see where things were at. If you guys had any plans there, we might be able to help you out with.
Well, we're kind of in a limbo right now. We have another company that's interested in buying our business.
Really?
So, yes. Yeah. So we're kind of sitting, just waiting.
I see.
Gentleman coming today. But what are your repayment terms on, say, $250K?
Yeah, so I mean, on the working capital programs, the term lengths are anywhere from 3 to 36 months. You can do daily, weekly, and monthly payment structures, or what we do here. But it's a fixed payback amount, so it's not like a interest rate that's going to vary throughout the year. You'll know exactly how much you'll be paying back. It just kind of makes it easier for both you and our bank here for the structuring of it. How long have you guys been looking to sell the business?
Well, we just had an interest from this company within the last couple of weeks.
Really? What was the reason there? Are they just looking to grow their company, or
they're looking to grow theirs, and you know, if the price is right, it might be very appealing to us. So
yeah. How's business been for you guys so far?
Well, good. It's been good. So it's such that we just kind of, you know, we can do some other things in life if we sell this. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you guys just kind of looking to liquidate the assets there, or are they going to take the whole business over and just change the name?
They'll take the whole business over, and then they're a larger company, so they'll just incorporate a lot of things in with what they do. So.
I see. What is it you guys actually specifically do there? I see it's just we have, like, feed dealers there. Is it, like, farm supplies you guys ship?
Yeah, we buy and sell feed and grain and farm supply.
I see.
Farmers in the area.
I got you. Do you guys transport it as well, or is that something separate?
No, that is separate. So.
Okay, I see. What was it you were maybe looking to maybe use the capital for there? Did you just need some cash flow for this kind of limbo state you guys are in?
Yeah, if something doesn't happen there, then, you know, we would just just continue to try and grow our own business here. But, you know, I guess we're going to play it by ear and see how
that
goes.
What time frame did you kind of have there for when you guys might be getting an answer on the offer?
I would think within the next, 2 weeks to a month, somewhere in there. So.
I see. And then is it something they were looking to take over immediately, or did you guys have for the end of the fiscal year you wanted?
Yeah, no, they would go ahead and take over immediately. So.
I see.
With the harvest season coming up up here, so that's kind of what they're looking at.
I see. If the sell-off doesn't fall through, getting capital on the working capital, it's mostly based off your gross annual sales. Do you guys know what you guys did in sales there last year for the business?
We were about $570,000 last year, and we are about that right now.
Trending about to do the same this year? Okay.
We'll probably do a little better this year, but it depends on the grain harvest, you know.
Prices, yeah, you guys prices are down this year.
Yes, yeah. So a lot of guys may sit on their grain and just kind of wait and feel the market out, I guess. So.
I see. Do you guys like lock in a price there before harvest season even begins, or is it just once season?
No, not usually.
No.
Mostly
okay.
Just cash price. So.
I see. As far as capital goes, ballparking it based off of what you did in sales, we could probably free up anywhere, I would say, from probably maybe 45 to 70K. And with the working capital, it is unsecured, so you guys can pretty much use it for however you see fit for the business. if the sell-off didn't go through, would that be something you guys could use to kind of grow the business or at least keep it afloat?
We might be able to. I'll know a little bit more, like I say, after these next few weeks go by. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can check back with us. And
yeah. Did you have an email there? I could shoot you my information for if anything does come up before then.
Sure, that'd be fine.
Yeah, what's a good email there for you, Julie?
It's BJ Bartling.
BJ Bartling. Okay.
BARTLING at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you right now. It'll just kind of summarize the offer we did send out. It'll have my direct contact information in there as well. And if anything does come up before then, or you just kind of want to see what you're working with, once you are approved, the offer is good for 90 days. Kind of a good little purchasing power to have in the back pocket. Just kind of get familiar with what you would be approved for. But you said okay. Here you'll know within the next few weeks there on the offer.
Yes, I'm certain we will. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll follow up with you here probably towards the beginning of next month. See where things are at. But like I said, if anything does come up before then, definitely feel free to reach out.
Okay, we will do.
All right, Julie. Good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
You too. Take care.
Bye. Bye.